Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said,
don't wear too much black. What happened? The thing ain't playing.
No.
What's going on? What's going on?
Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
And stomp your feet, lift him up. Gives me great pleasure to present to some and introduce to others Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Amen. We bless God from whom all the blessings flow. We thank God for you, Dr. Gregory Scott, for sponsoring WGUM Blog Talk Radio, Glory United Ministries. And then I thank God for you, and you. I thank God for all of you that are on board with us tonight, especially my sister, my advocate, Sister Jackie, and to all of my dear, dear friends in South Carolina, around Hollywood. Oh, bless his name, Peter Fia, Hollywood, Radnell, all of the places down in there that I know of some friends, Baptist Hill. I don't like to start naming names, Waldorf. I don't like to start naming names because sometimes you forget who and what. But I just thank God for my South Carolina crew, my family there in South Carolina, my Blog Talk family, who supports us 100%. They do not miss being with us on a Wednesday night. Sometimes we got one, sometimes we got two, sometimes we got 10, sometimes we got 12. But Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. I tell you, last Wednesday night, I was in Hollywood South Carolina with my sister. And I tell you, we did have a joyful week, and we also had a good time on last Wednesday night. And I love to thank God for Sister Rita Harvey. She has been with us pretty much from the beginning, and I thank God for her. She always sends my sister a text message to let her know how she enjoyed the service, and I really appreciate her for that, because my sister will tell me, oh, Sister Rita said she enjoyed the service on tonight. And then there are others that will get with her midweek and say, oh, I was listening and I was writing down everything that she said. You don't know how much that encouraged me to keep me keeping on. I can't see your faces. I haven't done Zoom with this Blog Talk Radio, preferably because sometimes I'm just comfortable in my lounging outfit. This time of the evening is starting to get dark, so I am very relaxed right about now. But if I go on Zoom, then I have to put on the makeup, got to put on the wig, got to put on a fancy blouse. I know a gentleman that's on Zoom on Sunday morning, and his wife said to me, if you see my husband on Zoom, he's got on his jacket, his shirt, and his tie, she said, and he has on his boxer shorts. Oh, bless his name. But the camera don't go that far down. It just do from face to chest. So we thank God for Jesus on tonight. And I just felt led of the Spirit. You know, this broadcast is a Spirit-filled, a Spirit-led broadcast. We don't plan anything in particular. We go by the leading of the Lord, because I never know who is on the broadcast. I never know who's listening, and I don't know what you may need or he may need or whoever listens in the archive may need a word from the Lord. So I allow God to take control of this Blog Talk Radio hour that he has given me, because I don't know what you need, but the Father knows what you need. So I heard God say, play the miracle songs on tonight. I believe it was Sister Rita who told my sister last week that she enjoyed the song. So I know when God did a shift about 3 weeks ago and told me to do praise and worship service with the different songs, my sister responded and said, I enjoyed the song. And then Sister Rita said, oh, I enjoyed the song. So you see, God knows what you need. God knows what you're looking for. I'm just a vessel. I just do as I hear the Lord. You talk to the Lord, and God talks to me. So I want to keep you motivated. I want to keep you interested in coming on Wednesday night at 7. So therefore, sometimes we have to shift from not what I want, but it's for what the people are looking for. So on tonight, I want you to sit back, kick back, put your bedroom slippers on, put whatever you need to put on, get you a nice bottle of ginger ale or Diet Pepsi, whatever it is, a glass of milk, whatever, two cookies, and tell the Lord thank you and sit back and enjoy the miracle songs. But while the miracle songs are playing, I want you to grab a hold of the words. I want you to get your rake out, one of the old saints used to say when I was a child. Get your rake out when it's going forth, and rake it in for yourself. I want you to listen. I have people that listen that's ill. They have different illnesses. I have people that listen that's depressed. I had a woman to wake me last night at 11:30, and she said, I know I'm waking you. She said, but I just need to talk to you about my situation. And so I listened. to what she had to say. So I never know what you need. She said, I'm just not good tonight. Then I had another lady that I spoke with earlier in yesterday evening, and she said, I'm just down. I just feel like just, I don't know. She said, I don't know. I'm just down. She said, can you understand what I'm saying? I'm just down. I don't even care anymore. She said, I need to fix my roof. She said, but you know what? The way I feel, I don't care if the whole roof just blow off. I don't care if the house just goes. I don't care anymore. I'm just tired. She said, I'm just tired. I'm just tired. And I listened to her cry. That I'm just tired, and I listened, and I waited for God to let me answer her because I didn't want to answer her in my flesh. But I wanted to hear from the Spirit of God something that would encourage her to bring her up out of her depression. She said, I'm lonely, and I'm tired, and I just don't feel like nothing. And I listened. And I was so quiet until she said, are you there? I said, yes, I'm here. I'm just listening. And she said, oh, okay, I didn't know if you had hung up or not. I said, no, I will not hang up on you because you need to get this out. And once you get it out, then we'll see what the Lord said. And then God gave me a word for her. By the time we hung up the phone, she was blessing his holy name. The spirit of depression was weighing her down. But I tell you, Dr. Scott, if it's any way possible before we get to the miracle song, and I know this is one of Sister Rita's favorite songs. I don't know if she's on tonight or not, but I know she used to love when we came on and you played I Need Just a Little More Jesus to Help Me Along the Way. She needed, the young lady that I was talking to, the first one, she needed a little more Jesus to help her along the way. And I'm so grateful that I was able to share with her the goodness of the Lord. And the same one that called at about 11:30 last evening, she needed to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is still working miracles in our lives. I hear my brother Michael, just a second, Dr. Scott. I hear my brother Michael singing a song when we were about, he was 16 and maybe I was 20, somewhere in there. And Michael began to sing in our choir at home. Miracle. God is still working miracles in my life. I don't know if he remembers the song or not, but Michael began to sing in the choir, God is still working miracles in my life, he said, in my life. And then he went on to say, I knew him and I know him to be a way maker. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. God is still working miracles in our life. God is still working miracles. And I remember James Cleveland's song that I used to sing, God is my all and all. And that's where when the enemy weighs you down like that, that you don't care if the roof leaks and the whole house just floods out. You don't care, like the other sister said, I don't care, and don't care if they don't know I don't care. That's the time when you have to know that God is able to bring you through whatever it is that's weighing you down. We got to turn to Jesus. Oh, the songwriter said, I gave it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. The problem that I had I just couldn't seem to solve. I prayed and I prayed, and I gave it over to the Lord, and he worked it. I want to let you know on tonight, give it over to the Lord and watch him work it out. If I don't say any more than that, just take those words and rake it into yourself. Give it over to the Lord and let him work it out. But in the meantime, you need a little more Jesus to help you along the way. And when he does that, you can stand up and say, God is still working it out for me. Oh, Dr. Scoo. Jesus, to help you, a little more Jesus, to help you along the way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. A little more Jesus to help you along the way. I'm ready for the next song.
Somebody clap your hands with me. Let's have a Holy Ghost time. Come on. Come on, play it, please.
On tonight, I just want to let you know that it's your time. Your miracle is on the way. You got to trust God. Well, even though it seems like it's so far, I've been hearing this for years, and I've been hearing it over and over and over, but every day you're getting closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. It's your time for your miracle, because your miracle is on the way. Oh, bless his name, Dr. Scott. I tell you, I'm feeling Jesus up in this house on tonight. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Clap your hand, all ye people, and let us lift up the name of Jesus on tonight. It's your time. It's your time. The miracle is on the way. Do we have Sister Shirley ready to sing for us tonight? Oh, bless his name. It's your time. I thank you, Brother Norman. Come on, Shirley, take her
have
down.
Have you ever walked the floor?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Wonder each how you are going to pay your bills. And a still small voice says, be strong. Sometimes struggle. I'm always on time. Get ready for your miracles.
Get ready, I told you to get
move
ready.
Move to the front of the line. Today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Your next in line.
Yeah.
For a me, people, a miracle.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost has said it's your miracle. You're next in line. I don't care what the devil told you. You're next in line. You've been listening. The devil have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line.
Amen. Today is your day for a miracle. I tell you, we got to trust God. We got to keep the faith. I tell you, I thank God that Sister Deborah, who was in a wheelchair or whatever on her scooter, had not walked in 10 years. But when God speak a thing, we can't doubt it. We can't we just cannot give up hope. We just cannot murmur and complain. If God says he's going to heal you, you're going to have to go through what you have to go through. But I tell you this much, if you go through, you'll get to. You got to go through in order to get to. Did you hear what I say on tonight? You got to go through whatever it is you got to go through to get to your miracle. Or let me say it like this. You got to go through whatever you got to go through for your miracle to get through to you. I tell you, you're next in line. Hold on. Don't give up. I know. But you cannot doubt God, because God is not slack concerning his promise. If God spoke it, that's the thing. If God has spoken it, then you got to wait on it until it happens. Today is your day, and I know it might be evening right now, but hey, in heaven, it's a today, today, a today. I tell you, there's night or whatever, no night there. And so today is your day. The scripture tells us in the Psalms, I believe it is, says, weeping may endure but for the night, but joy will come in the morning. Now, I don't know anyone that need a miracle, joy won't come with that miracle. Huh? If you get that miracle, I know joy accompanies your miracle. So weeping may endure for a night. You may be weeping with your sickness. You may be weeping with your finance. You may be weeping with your children, your grandchildren, or whatever it is. It could be your car, whatever is going on. It's only for a night, even though it might be 10 years. But it's only as far as God is concerned, for a night. Because when that joy comes, it will wipe out all of the suffering, all of the sorrow, all of the pain, all of the agony that you went through while you was waiting. When joy comes, it will erase it all. So hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Weeping may endure but for the night, but joy come in the morning. And before we go to the scripture, we got one more song to encourage you on this evening. And after that, I will give you a red word, because I've already given you scripture. I've already given you word. But I know some of you like to hear the preacher read something out of the book and not quote everything. So therefore, I never close out the service without reading something for you. I tell you, Dr. Scott, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. And I just want these songs to be dedicated, especially I Need a Little More Jesus. That's just the reader's favorite song. But these other songs, You're Next in Line for a Miracle, and Norman Hutchins, It's Your Season, and now Jacave, let me just decrease so you can increase, Dr. Scott. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Listen to the words of this song. Please pay attention to these songs.
Need something long and hard. If you believe in something with all your heart, it will come to pass.
Big miracles
happening for you. Big miracles. I see miracles.
Amen. I see miracles happening for you. I tell you, it's just, he's just worthy to be praised. Thank God. When you see a miracle, when you receive a miracle, it's awesome. And when you see a miracle, it's even awesome. It's just an awesome thing. I tell you, some of you have never experienced that, but I pray that the Lord will allow you to experience a miracle. I see miracles happening for you, and you. And the word of the Lord says, amen. Let's go to Matthew's gospel on tonight. God had me in some series of songs, but he moved me into Matthew tonight. And let's go to Matthew, the 19th chapter, starting with verse number 14. The hour's growing late. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto him, which, Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Oh, Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all. Look out. I know you all didn't want to hear that verse, but I'm going to say it again. This is the 21st verse. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go, because see, listen, in the verse before then, when Jesus laid out all of the things that thou shalt not do in order to inherit eternal life, in order to have eternal life, he asked the question. The man asked Jesus the question, what must I do to inherit or to get eternal life? Jesus laid it on the line. These things you must not do. Commit murder, commit adultery. Don't do these things. But you must love your neighbor as yourself. You cannot bear false witness. If you want to inherit eternal life, these things is the roadmap that you must follow. This is your GPS to get eternal life. These are the cannots and the cans, because there's a can in there that it tells them. In here where Jesus is saying to the young man, he said, listen, this is what you cannot do, but this is what you can do. He said, do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness. But he said, but this is what you can do to get it. It's to honor father and mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If I was to put a title on this, I would say the cannot and the can soul. The cannot and the can soul. This you can do, but this you cannot do. In order, Jesus answered the man's question, in order to get eternal life, this is is what you will have to go by. And the man said, but something is not adding up here. He said, because all these things I have kept from my youth. I didn't commit adultery. I didn't murder anyone. I didn't bear false witness. I honored my father and my mother. I loved my neighbor and I treated them right. All these things I have, but something is not adding up here, he said. Something is not right, Jesus. Something is still not measuring up. Something is missing. So he said, what lack I yet? Now he goes on to Jesus and he says, I've kept all these things, but what's missing? What is it that I have not done yet? Or what is it that I did do, but I'm still not there yet? What? You know, they had a TV show, the movie said, are we there yet? And then the man is saying, I'm not there yet. What lack I yet, Jesus? What? Something is just not right. What's wrong, Jesus? What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, big word here, if thou wilt be perfect, and that wilt is W-I-L-T, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. I wonder if he, old folk would say, wonder if he thought to himself, I don't know why I didn't leave well enough alone. Maybe you all never heard that term before, but my grandma them used to say, and my sister should remember, grandma them used to say, honey, you got to learn how to leave well enough alone. She said you could have it, so why you just didn't go head on and get it? But you had to keep asking, then they told you, no, you can't have it. See, so you should have left well enough alone. It's almost as if this man is saying, I should have left well enough alone. Because I kept all of those things that he called off from my youth, but I had to keep right on and say, but something is missing, Jesus. What didn't I get? What part of this eternal life part that I'm missing? Because something is wrong here. See, but he went on and said, Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast. Now, I know you church folks don't like this. And give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come, oh God. Now I've got to give up. Lord, I got to give my money. I got to give tithe and offer it to the church so the church can help take care of the poor. I don't know if I want eternal life or not, because see, the Lord understands. See, I got my grandchildren, my daughter not working, my husband didn't get paid this week. I don't think God really meant that. I don't think he meant for me to, you know, get rid of all that I have and go and so that the poor can be taken care of. I don't really need no treasures in heaven. I can't spend it in heaven. I need to spend mine here on the earth. But you missed the point. He said, you'll have treasures. Thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come and follow me. In other words, don't resort to your own way of thinking, your own way of living, your own way of walking, your own way of talking. Follow me. You want that perfected life? You want to be perfect? Yeah, you did good things of the flesh, but now come on and follow the Spirit. I am the, and they that worship me must worship in spirit and in truth. Follow me. When you realize that I am all that you need, then you will sell what you have give to the poor. And now you'll follow me. You're able to follow me because you got no dead weight. You see miracles happening by following Christ. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow the miracle working God. Follow the one who can open the blinded eyes. Follow the one that can make the lame man walk and the dumb man talk. Follow him. Follow him. What lack I yet? What's missing in my life? I thought I had it going on. Maybe I'd have been better off if I hadn't asked Jesus, how do I get eternal life? I've been better off not to even know how I'm going to get eternal life because I got to give up what I have in order to have treasures in heaven. Now, don't misunderstand me. The Lord ain't telling you to go empty out your bank account tonight. Come on, let's not be stupid here. But what he's telling you is that you cannot love your possessions more than you love the poor, more than you love following after him. If you know of someone that need a morsel of bread, give it to them. If you know somebody that even need a ride to the store, maybe they may not have the gas money to give you, but God has blessed you to have enough gas to last you to get to whatever else you need to do for you. Go ahead on and help them out. God said, I'll make sure that you'll have treasure. You won't run out of anything. I'll drop money on the ground for you to pick it up, and it'll be whatever you need. Oh, God, I thank you. I was standing in my mom's house in my bedroom, and I was looking out my window, and I was praying. This was many years ago. And I said, Lord, I got to have some money here, and I don't know where I'm going to get it from. But anyhow, just about 5 seconds later, a little frog in my mom's yard up on the grass there. And I said, where did that frog come from? And I'm looking at this frog leap. And when the frog moved from one part of the grass to the next, I looked. I said, well, what is this? I didn't see no paper down there before. And my mind told me, said, go out there and look. So I went outside, and there in my mom's yard, just from the place that the frog had leaped from, going to the next place to leap, there was a $20 bill. The money that I need. Now, that don't sound right. It doesn't sound true. But you see, God got my attention by the frog. I know the frog don't have money. But the $20 bill may have been laying there all the time and I didn't see it. Or maybe it was laying the frog's foot, kicked it up so I could see that there was a piece of paper there that looked kind of funny. Didn't look like real paper. But I tell you what, I went out in that yard and I picked that $20 up and I told God, thank you. And when my mom came home on her look, I said, Mama, God gave me $20 out there in the yard. She said, no, I didn't lose it, so it's yours. I see miracles happening for you. Let's quickly get to verse number 22. But when the young man heard that saying, oh, poor fella, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. You see that? Sometimes we ask God questions that we really don't want him to answer. We better learn to do like grandma. Leave well enough alone. I listened to Jamie in South Carolina, who's running for the Senate there against Lindsey Graham. And Jamie, every time seemingly they asked him a question, I think his name is Jamie Harrison, y'all vote for him, please. I can say that because I'm not a politician. Go ahead and vote for the boy. And he said, my grandfather told me that a man is as good as his word. And then he was on another interview, and he said it again. He said, my grandfather told me a man is as good as his word. Three different times they interviewed this young man. He quoted his grandfather. And you all often hear me quote my grandmother. I was always around grandma, and grandma always had something that you could glean from her. Sometimes it's best to leave well enough alone. Don't ask God questions that you don't want to answer for, because the answer you get might be something that you don't want to have to surrender. Because the man, the scripture says here, the man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? Now, see, they're astonished by Jesus saying, they say, well, hold up here. Do you know what size a camel is? Not these camels we see that will drop down for us to get on and ride their back. You mean to tell me the camel can get into the kingdom of God before we can? Wow, that's deep, Jesus. Well, then, well, if that's how it goes, well, who can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. I want to let you know tonight, with God all things are possible. So whatever that giant is in your life, whatever that mountain is that you have spoken to and doesn't seem to move out of your way, it may be and it is impossible for you to tackle. But with God, all things are possible. I told you this problem that I had, I just couldn't seem to solve, but I prayed and I prayed and I gave it over to the Lord and he worked it out. That's you on tonight. You can't fix it, but you see miracles happening for you. With God, all things are possible. Give it to the Lord and let Jesus fix it for you, for he knows just what to do. He knows how to solve the problem. Jesus can work it out. Jesus will bring you out. Jesus has already fixed it. He fixed it when he said it's finished. Oh, bless his name. I'm so glad we've had this time together. Let me continue so I can close this out. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have? Therefore, there's always some smart aleck in the bunch. Well, look here, Jesus. If the camel can go and we can't, then why in the ham fat, my dad would say, why in the ham fat are we following you? For what? What is it for us? What you going to do? Huh? Tell me, Jesus, what you gonna do for us? We done gave up everything to follow you. Oh, my God, today. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, just as calm, that ye which have followed me and the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, take the word along with you everywhere you go. You're going to need it. I leave well enough alone and tell the Lord, thank you. I see miracle for me, and I won't question how we're going to get there. Oh, bless his name. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the people of God said, amen. Dr. Scott, I'm excited about Jesus. Whew. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if we've lost our screen. What? We tell the Lord, thank you.
If there's anyone who wants to make a comment.